Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wanted to ask you about potentially going against your old friend Shaq and what it's going to be like rekindling that fire that dates back, as we've talked about, years.
I'm very excited. I think that it's going to be pretty comical, fun, and it'll feel like that we're kids again playing ball.
What's your communication been like since he left and the relationship?
Well, I seen him in the off season a couple times, just regular Instagram back and forths, just very basic. Like Shaq's been like focused on his new role there, and I've been focusing on mine here.
And trash talking, just talking in general. What levels do you think that's going to get to?
Well, like knowing Shaq, it'll probably get really, really high. But you know, it's just Shaq, and I just can't wait to hear him just on the opposite side. Good dude, comical dude, a workhorse, and I'm happy to see him.
I'm hoping the game broadcast picks up a little bit of him. I mean, we all know he's loud enough.
Yeah,
which you will, man. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Dion, Alexa here in Rochester. How you doing?
What's up, Alexa? How you doing?
Doing well. You know that I couldn't ask this question. I couldn't talk to you without asking this question. Obviously, with Tremaine and Nat out, there's the possibility for Tyler to step up. You know Tyler just as well, as better than anybody else on this roster. What would he bring to the starting linebacker position, and how have you seen him kind of evolve through his time as a Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, so T.Y. is what I call him, but Matakavich. He is a grinder. He's been a grinder since our Temple days. He was a single-digit guy, tough guy, smart. He knows all of his plays. He's fluent, and he's confident. So when he gets in that chance, I'm pretty sure that Tyler is just going to bring the swag and that he's always had, and just letting his physical play speak for itself.
Hey, Dion.
What's up, Vic?
All right. Thank you for doing this. Hey, I know you got the other side of the line, but you pay attention, of course, to the entire unit, and you had a significant change on the other side. New starter and Daryl opposite you, Cody going inside. Could you offer some thoughts on what you saw of those guys working with them virtually in the offseason and then, of course, through training camp, and then what you saw of them against the Jets?
Yeah, so to hit off first, starting with training in the offseason. So, you know, everything was on iPads, all like Zoom meetings and stuff and like that. The first thing that I noticed about Darryl is he was one of the first guys logged on. Like, I'm an early guy. I like to get in early. I like to be first. I like to be head spear, basically. And Darryl was in meetings and before me a couple times, and I was like, hey, like, this is a good sign. Like, and like, this just shows that he's a true vet and a leader, and that he understands that he's just trying to take up all time possible that he can grab as much information and learn. And Darryl went out there in game one and played hard. And I honestly think that that he has a swagger, and he's getting comfortable in his ways. And he's showing us as a O-line unit that this is where he wants to be, and that he's going to play every play for us, and that we can trust him 100% in the trenches.
And the other thing is with Cody, who had been there obviously last year, now at a new position in the, I want to broaden it just beyond talking about Cody, but the line as a whole, when you make that kind of change, and of course, Bobby Johnson was, I was talking with him the other day, it's all about the best five and then the best combination of five. How do you sort of see that? Like all you guys working together with those two in those particular spots?
Well, I don't really have a solid answer. I hate to say it, Vic, but I am not the shot caller. But there is a handful of guys in our room. If I'm correct, I think, and that there's like maybe 12 or 13 guys. And I think all of us in our room are solid cats, basically. We can all play. If anything happens, somebody can be put in a position that they can and perform at a high level. And whether it's to whoever, it's just going to work. And there's competition, and I love it because it just keeps guys up. It keeps guys, like, on edge. But, you know, whoever it's supposed to be, it'll be.
Deion, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Vic.
Hey, Deion, can you hear me?
Yep. What's up, Ash? Okay. I can hear you.
Hey, how are you? So it was a slow running game last week with Devin and Zach. How do you get them more involved this week in Miami? And have you guys done anything differently in practice this week for that?
Well, I would say week to week, our direction of what we're going to do is different. Like for you saying that the running game was like kind of slow, like that just means that Dable just wanted to pass a little more. And this week, if we're going to pass or if we're like going to run, and we're going to make it an emphasis to whoever is carrying and the ball to get as many yards as possible, whether it's a running back or a receiver. But we have a solid in backfield with Motor and Moss. And when their card is dealt, I guarantee you that comment it might change.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Deion, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Hey, just how are you feeling before your first road trip, your first road game of the season?
Well, I feel great. I just had a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I definitely dipped in honey mustard and Chick-fil-A sauce, and I'm feeling great. You know, we had a solid practice. Guys ran around, they did and what they did, but back to it, I just had a Chick-fil-A sandwich, so – It was pretty good, and I'm feeling great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.